This is Lessons in the Lakes, a part of an archive broadcast, Nature of Things, from August 3rd, 1984.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature of Things, a program about the world we live in, presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College at Oswego. My wife and I took a ride on Skaneateles Lake Monday evening. It was one of those dinner cruises offered by Midlakes Navigation, an anniversary gift from our children. It was a pleasant trip with perfect weather, good food, and pleasant company. In this case, a young couple who by coincidence were celebrating their anniversary. It was our 38th and their first. I've said before that people who travel by boat on New York State waterways tend to get a liberal view of the backside of society, and that's not always pretty. Well, anyone who has boated on Skaneateles Lake is aware that there's very little backside viewing there, and that little bit is far from trashy. The people who live there care about the lake. It's a tradition with them. I'm not sure whether it's because of Skaneateles' long history as a public water source, or whether it's just the kind of people who live there. Our boat tour, dwelling as it did on fancy homes, shoreline cooperatives, boating clubs, helped to emphasize the difference between that lake and many New York State waterways. I know of one once beautiful little lake, for instance, where uncontrolled development led to excessive, unacceptable pollution. When that was solved by the elimination of septic systems, continued development, including commercial establishments, led to a significant annual lowering of the water level. I saw it on a conservation tour with a group of biologists, and one of the camp owners who addressed our group, after telling us proudly of the sacrifices made to assure pure water, said, "You know, we're all praying for more rain. The lake levels have dropped so low these last few summers." On questioning, we determined that this elected official was not aware that consuming increasing amounts of water from the tiny lake and shunning it all downstream through a wastewater treatment system might account for the drop in water level. All of which suggests that there may be lessons in lakes, and that the real lesson in Skaneateles Lake may not be so much who settled there, in what unusual ways they went about developing their acre, or even in how they came to be able to afford a home on the lake, but on how Skaneateles, with all of the demands on its water supply and all of those potentially contaminating activities, can remain one of our purest and most beautiful bodies of water. Not that the other information wasn't interesting, and not that we didn't hear a few bragging words about the lake's its purity, clarity, and its salubrity. Is that a word? We still didn't hear very much about the lake as an entity. What kind of fish does it support? How big do they get? When do you fish for them? What are the lake's moods through the year? And what features of depth, conformation, position, and water make it what it is? Especially, what steps are necessary to keep the lake clean and its water potable? If that sounds like a scenario for complete boredom, I'm sorry. Remember, I'm mostly an idea man. There are people who can take any idea and make it interesting. I'm just sitting here thinking. Water is at least 66% of life, and we all seem to feel that we have a constitutional right to an adequate, pure supply. Still, the sense of our own responsibility for the quality of water is primitive to non-existent. We need a lot of education, a lot of just plain awareness building, and the situations in which we'll listen to a lecture on water are not too numerous. Having enjoyed a meal and some pleasant conversation on Monday, I might have been ready for a few well-chosen thoughts on that. By now you may be thinking, why are you telling us all this? Why don't you do something about it yourself? Write a letter to somebody or something. Maybe you're right. I should do something about it. Maybe I will write a letter to somebody. While I'm doing that, maybe you'll give a little thought to the blessings of pure water and how little you did to assure your own supply of it. Well, that's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying, thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.